Welcome to today's deep dive. If you spend any time scrolling tech forums, you know the culture is, well, it's highly specific.
Oh, yeah, and definitely a bit predictable sometimes.
Right, exactly. So today we're unpacking a massive viral experiment. It was titled Show HN. Gemini Pro 3 imagines the HN front page 10 years from now. Basically, a user prompted an AI to generate the site's front page exactly 10 years in the future, for the year 2035.
And we are digging right into that original output and the massive community reaction to it. We really want to set a baseline here and see if AI is an accurate fortune teller or, you know, just an absolute master of satire.
Yeah, and the user went way beyond just asking for a text summary.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had the AI generate a style exact HTML replica of the Hacker News homepage.
Which looked completely real, by the way.
It really did. And the hallucinated headlines hit on some very specific painful tropes, like one of them was, is it time to rewrite pseudo in Zig?
Which is just perfect.
Yeah. Another claimed, a text editor that doesn't use AI. Oh, and IBM to acquire OpenAI. Yeah. But the ultimate self-burn from the AI itself was a headline that read, Google kills Gemini Cloud Services sourced directly to killedbygoogle.com.
Let's actually pause on that pseudo in Zig headline for a second because it illustrates why this matters to anyone watching the tech space. For context, sudo is this foundational decades-old system utility that gives users administrative privileges.
Right, and Zig is a relatively new, trendy programming language.
Exactly. So the AI isn't just hallucinating randomly. It's directly mocking this endless developer obsession with constantly trying to rebuild boring functioning code in whatever language happens to be fashionable right now.
It really highlights the model's incredible ability to synthesize the cultural zeitgeist and honestly the deep cynicism of a highly specific community. There was also a headline about the ITER reactor achieving net positive energy for 20 minutes.
Which beautifully captures the long-running joke that fusion energy is and always will be exactly 10 years away. I mean, the actual future might zigzag, but human behavior and the things we complain about, they remain pretty formulaic.
Totally. And the community reaction didn't stop at the homepage, though. The improv comedy just escalated. Another user actually took it a step further and wrote a script to feed those submission titles back into the AI.
Wait, so they used a script to generate the actual fake article?
Yes, the actual fake articles and the hallucinated comment sections for every single AI headline.
That is wild.
It's amazing. For example, in a fake release post for Squalite 4.0, the AI hallucinated a new vibe data type.
A vibe data type?
Yeah, so in programming, you usually have to strictly define if a piece of data is text or a number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the AI joked that if the data just feels like an integer, the system will automatically store it as one.
That is such a clever way to bypass years of heated developer debates about strict tables. Instead of picking a side, the AI just hallucinates a third completely absurd option.
Right. Then there was the dystopian Office 365 update. The AI imagined a future where users are forced to watch a 15-second ad just to use the color green in conditional formatting.
Oh, wow.
And if you refuse to watch the ad, your good metrics are colored Mountain Dew, neon yellow.
If we look at the bigger picture connection here, this level of satire totally makes sense. Large language models are emerging as these ultimate improv comedy partners. They are essentially predicting the most statistically probable text based on the millions of forum posts they were trained on.
So they aren't just processing text or fetching facts.
No, exactly. They are taking our inputs, recognizing the underlying patterns of our internet culture, and reflecting our own absurdities back at us with just pinpoint accuracy.
The model understands the rhythm of how we complain and how we hype things up. It knows that in 10 years, developers will probably still be arguing about which language to rewrite core system utilities in.
It reads the room and delivers the punchline that fits the audience best.
So what does this mean for you? Looking back at this 2035 homepage, the big aha moment becomes clear. The AI didn't necessarily predict the literal future of technology.
Right. It flawlessly predicted us.
Exactly. It predicted us and our reactions to whatever that technology ends up being.
Which leaves you with a final provocative thought to mull over. If an AI can so easily and perfectly parody our collective behaviors, our complaints, and our internet fads, are we humans actually just as predictable as the algorithms we build?